Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
38% of people will not eat food if it is
undercooked,
open,
raw,
homemade.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I thought of the same thing.
There are people who will not eat other people's homemade food because they say they have no idea what conditions it was made under.
Think back to maybe your dinner, like at church after the sermon, then you're going to have like a homecoming or something.
The first thing I thought of was covered dish dinner on church grounds.
Yep. Also, family reunions. I know that I've been sick 3 or 4 times going back home to my family reunion and eating the cold salad that's been sitting out for 4 hours that my Aunt Mabel made.
The funerals. Where people fixing all that food for you. Yeah. A lot of times, if someone dies, people bring over food.
Yeah.
Some people won't eat that food.
Don't eat coleslaw after it's been sitting out that long, just to let you know.
I think about that every time I have a party. Is like, what would people think? Like, how am I making it? I want to make it where it's going to be clean and good, and no one worries about it.
We're not eating at your house.
It's you always eat at my house. Get out of here.
Honestly, honey, your food, you never know if it's got tofu or something weird in it.
Okay, so I might put something healthy in it, but I'm always clean about it.
Okay.
You can't trick people like that. We're not coming over if you're going to keep sneaking healthy stuff
honey,
in it.
You pull up a chair to my buffet. Come on.
No. Ooh, that sounded dirty.
Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm going to use that tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Well, let's get back on topic here.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, you eat my food, and you're more picky about my food. Kato eats my food, too. And I'm careful about it. I'm very clean.
Why does that offend you
just
so
agree.
Much? It's like she's offended that we're telling the truth right now, and she doesn't want to be that dirty person that people are looking
down
on.
Well, you know, but he's got a point. People worry about how it's made. I want to know that the spoons are clean. No one's licking the spoon to stick it back in the thing and mixing it up again. I don't want that.
Here's what's bad for me, Heidi, is I am a hand washer. I am a neat freak. Mm-hmm. I'm spraying stuff on the counter every time a meat has touched it or something. It's clean. I want people to see the way I prepare food and think I am confident that I'm healthy. But what I forget about is 2 days before you came over, I was drinking that milk out of the jug.
Okay.
You know, I was squirting honey straight into my mouth from the honey squirter. And then I'm putting it in your food now. And I'm like, oh, I'm clean now, but I wasn't 2 days ago.
I didn't think about that. When I do cook, I'm drinking out of my milk container too.
Right.
And I'm sticking spoons in my peanut butter and eating it straight out of the jar.
This just in, the number has risen to 42% of people who won't eat homemade foods.
But we had a church dinner one time, and this lady brought meatloaf, and she says, and it didn't taste right. Somebody said something about it not tasting right. She goes, well, it was in the oven all night. And they're like, oh, you cooked it all night? She goes, no, I didn't cook it till today. I just prepared it and put it in the... So she had raw meat in her oven all night until she turned it on the next morning. We're like, okay, we're not going to have that.
Every time I go to a family reunion and they have like covered dish or stuff, I always ask Mom, like, Mom, which one did you make? Okay, Mama, just show me which one you made.
What did you bring and what did the Colonel bring?
Exactly.
There are the two things I'm going to eat.
Okay, yeah, I will eat the Colonel. The Colonel's food.
When I was a little kid, that's what we would do. We would rush down. Our church was set up where the kitchen was on the lower level. So we would all run downstairs, and the little kids, we would try to get in line first. And the old people would be trying to move us back and teach us about waiting and letting elderly go first. And so we would have our eye on that KFC bucket. Okay. Praying it didn't go away before we got through the line. And if you did, then you were stuck with some old lady's version of fried chicken that wasn't nearly as good as the Colonel's.
Or everybody gets the breast and you end up with a wing or a leg.
I was happy with that. As long as I didn't get Mrs. I don't know, Ida Mae Ednabaugh, whoever she was, and made her own fried chicken that wasn't good.
I will say, I will be adventurous when it comes to desserts, other people's desserts. I will taste those first before I taste, like, you know, casseroles and green beans and stuff like that.
And that's safe as long as you're sticking with the sugar desserts. Yeah. But if you get into any of those mayonnaise-based desserts, then you're gambling again.
The gelatin type stuff?
Yeah, that, like, it's kind of a white mix, or maybe a Jell-O, but it isn't clear anymore, and it's got cranberries and stuff in it.
Congealed salad.
Congealed salad. That's dangerous.
That's nasty.
It's hard to even say.
Mm. Yeah, I know. We used to call it salmonella salad.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, be careful, because, wow, you don't know what you're getting when someone else made it.
And Gertie's bringing salmonella salad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.